Thank you, Mr. President. As far as I take the floor for the first time, I would like to congratulate on the assumption of this position and assure you in full support of Ukrainian delegation. Ukraine allies itself with the EU statement. We also welcome Philippines on their accession to the protocol. Distinguished participants of the meeting, many of you know me for years and you can trust me. I could never ever imagine that my native land will become the battlefield full of explosive ordnance and dead bodies. My capital, Kyiv, is full of the explosive remnants of war, and children's playground, where I used to walk with my son, become an object of bombing conducted by Russia together with Iran. Together, today, this playground can hide explosive remnants of war. So today I'm speaking about my personal pain with the terms of CCW Protocol 5. As a result of Russian full-scale aggression started on February 24, 2022, the territory of Ukraine is largely contaminated with various mines and ammunition. Before February 24, the area of contaminated territories was roughly 14,000 square kilometers. Today, according to the preliminary estimates, the total area of the territory of Ukraine, which is supposed to be contaminated by explosive ordnance and requires non-technical and technical surveys and further humanitarian demanding, is about 160,000 square kilometers. The other significant problem in Ukraine is pollution of in-country waterways, the coastal waters of the Azov and Black Seas, hydrotechnical structures and seaports with all types of mines and explosive devices. Among common types of explosive devices detected by the security and defense forces of Ukraine, there are artillery shells, mortar mines, rocket artillery shells, aerial bombs, aerial missiles, anti-tank mines, and the most dangerous variety of anti-personnel mines and cluster munitions. In order to identify and clear the explosive ordnance in Ukraine, we carry out the following measures: non-technical survey, marking the territories, examination and clearance of explosive ordnance in highly populated and other territories of Ukraine, ammunition disposal, and definitely mine risk education. Currently, the main efforts are focused at demining of territories of Kharkiv, Kherson, Donetsk, Kyiv, Chernihiv, and Sumy regions liberated from the Russian occupiers. In total, since the beginning of the war, more than 336,000 explosive ordnance have been detected, removed, and cleared, including more than 2,000 aerial bombs. An area of about 84,000 has been surveyed. Ukrainian deminers have cleared about 3,000 kilometers of highways, 1,762 kilometers railway tracks, 2,000 kilometers of electrical transmission line, and 239 kilometers of gas pipelines. Ukraine MOD, State Emergency Service, and other ministries, together with the Minister of Education, conduct regular mine risk education events. We have launched the